I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. State education officials say that students across Connecticut are scared and concerned about the immigration policies being pushed by President Donald Trump. The State Department of Education recently sent out a letter to schools to remind them that all children, regardless of their immigration status, have a legal right to be educated. Education Commissioner Diana Wenzel says the climate in many schools is one of fear of what might happen to students and families who are in the country illegally.
Families being potentially separated not because of any kind of thing that they've done, but just because of immigration status is something that we know hurts kids.
At the end of January, President Trump issued an executive order banning travel from 7 majority Muslim countries. This, coupled with his orders to build a wall on the border with Mexico and his general anti-immigrant positions, has left a ripple effect in schools across the state. The U.S. Department of Justice issued guidance on this in 2014, laying out the legal obligations schools have to educate all children. Students in public schools, including those here illegally, already have some legal protections, but Wenzel says the state should explore what else can be done. She says most immigration-related incidents happen outside of school.
But we still can have affirmative steps to help kids understand their families' legal rights and understand their own legal rights to an education.
Many students are U.S. citizens but have family members who are here illegally, says attorney Edwin Cologne with the Center for Children's Advocacy. Schools are not required to share citizenship status with immigration enforcement officers. But under the new administration, some fear schools would become easy targets for raids. Speaking on WNPR's Where We Live last week, Cologne said that students are afraid of being torn away from their parents.
You know, it's not good practice to go into schools to conduct these raids. There's certainly an impact on not just on immigrant students, but in the entire school community. It's very disruptive to the education process.
He says schools should have a plan in place if a student's family is broken up. Commissioner Wenzel urges schools to beef up counseling and mental health supports. David DeRoche, WNPR News.